Hey girlies, and welcome back to the pod. Today we're talking all about my favorite things that every girl needs. So favorite products, clothing, skincare, just general life stuff. But before we get into that, let's chat all about my week. So this week was just weird. Honestly, it felt like a bit of a fever dream. Friday might have been the weirdest day that I've had in a while, and it wasn't like anything was necessarily wrong. It was just everything that happened, I was like, how is this real life? And it just felt, that day felt so long. But anyway, this week my school had like this fundraising event that for seniors it was mandatory to go to, and that was on Friday that I had to go to. And they had all the seniors up on bleachers so they could present them. It was very, what is it called? Like, it's not prom court, but it's like a pageant. It felt like a pageant in a way. And they made us stand in alphabetical lines, so from like A to the end of the alphabet. And then we had to get on the bleachers. But the thing is, since it's alphabetical order and not by height, like some people were blocked, by some people I mean me, in the bleachers. And so they tried to rearrange the entire thing so people would stand by height, and they spent over an hour. We did like an hour practice, spent over 2 days trying to figure out where everyone should stand, and it was kind of ridiculous. And then on Friday, my friends and I were just standing in the line joking with like the lady on charge. We were like, oh, haha, what if we just like go to the wrong spot? What if we just like don't walk up? And she was like, oh my gosh, haha. But I think she thought we were serious, which I mean, honestly, I was debating, but that was just weird. And then I'm super excited because Hadley and Reed are home for like 2 weeks, maybe, for spring break. So that's exciting. And then also this week, if you've been on TikTok or if you're interested in skincare, you've probably heard of this. It's called slugging. It pretty much just means like putting Aquaphor or Vaseline all over your face after you do your entire skincare routine. And I tried that for a few days because I kept seeing it on TikTok. And of course, I'm easily influenced. So I was like, maybe I'll try this, because I saw that someone said that the product, like the petroleum jelly stuff, it's, what is it called, like molecules or something, are too big to actually be absorbed by your skin. So it's not like it's going to cause breakouts, but it just kind of locks all your products in. I don't know if that's true. Don't quote me on that. I just heard people saying that. It definitely could be something where one person said it and then everyone's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then it just keeps going, even though that's not true. But anyway, so I heard that and I was like, okay, sure. Because my biggest like drawback with this, I was like, I don't want it to break me out, because obviously I have acne prone skin. So I was like, no, I don't know how I feel about that. But I tried it and I did it for a few days. And I don't know if it did anything, but it didn't break me out. And it was kind of fun. The only like weird thing I think about it was, for some reason, it made my face really itchy. I don't know if that was from the actual slugging or if it was from a moisturizer I use at night. But I tried it for a few days and it made my skin look very like shiny and nice in the morning. I don't know if it really does anything, but if you want to try it, I can say that it did not break me out, and I have sensitive, acne prone combination skin. So there's that for me. And then also this week, I kind of had like a little aha moment, and that being, it was during one of my classes and people were talking about all the girls that hate them, or girls that said they don't like someone, or someone would be like, oh, I heard that like blah 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 said she doesn't like you, blah blah blah, thinks you're weird. It was just going on, and I was sitting there just typing on my laptop during school, but also listening, because I was like, oh, okay, interesting. And I kind of realized, I was like, why do we care if people hate us when it's the same people that we don't like? Like, every single person that someone was like, oh, blah, 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 doesn't like you. Like, that person didn't like them either. So I was kind of sitting there and I was like, interesting. And then I realized, like, if you're trying to make everyone like you, that just is really exhausting and sounds like it would make you, like, depressed. Because I know for me, I know that I don't like everyone. And I know everyone doesn't like me. And that is perfectly fine. And I'm fine with that. I have stopped. I don't know if I ever really started. But trying to make everybody like me. Because that is just, one, so much effort. And two, just mentally exhausting and taxing. And also, three, I just don't care that much. Like, if we're not going to be friends, that's fine. I'll be nice to you. But I don't necessarily need to be your friend. Like, I'm not going to outwardly, like, be like, oh my god, I hate her so much, even though it's just, okay, we aren't friends, and that's fine. Like, nothing really against you, I just don't want to be your friend. And I don't know if that's too blunt for some people, or if that sounds mean, but I don't know, I was just thinking about that, and I was like, I'm glad I don't really feel the pressure for everyone to like me. And that was just it. That was just my thing that I was thinking about over the weekend. I was like, oh, okay. Also, speaking of over the weekend, Friday night, I had like a horrible allergy attack. And I didn't realize it was an allergy attack until the next day when it was still kind of going on. And I told my dad about it and he was like, oh yeah, like that's, he was like, that's probably not good. But my asthma was really bad on Friday night, and like I couldn't breathe. Like whenever I laughed, I would like violently cough, and my nose was like clogged up. You know when you get like really stuffy, and so I was like trying to breathe out of my mouth going to sleep, and then my lips for some reason got like really inflamed and like swollen, and there were like bumps on my lips. It was super weird, and they like burned. You know when you get really chapped lips and then you try to eat like something spicy or sour like pineapple and then your lips just burn so bad? It was like constantly like that, except that my lips weren't dry. They just genuinely burned and they were so red. And I came home and I was like, Dad, I literally cannot breathe. I used my inhaler like 3 times and it did not help. And he was like, well, he's like, sometimes that happens. And I was like, okay, and like, what do I do? So that was just a little scary because I genuinely was concerned. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. And now I've come to the conclusion that when I do die, it's gonna be because I can't breathe, because asthma. So that was also a fun thing. Yay life. I was just, yep. I feel like people who don't have asthma don't understand. They're like, what do you mean? Just breathe. And it's like, I literally cannot, but okay, I'll try. But yeah, so life is so fun. Love that. Still don't know where I'm going to college. A lot of people have asked me this week for some reason, and I don't know. Not like you all asking me, but like people's parents or friends. Or like just people at school, they're like, oh, Carmen, where are you going to college? I'm like, y'all, I don't know, waiting till April 1st. So when I really do figure out where I got in and also where I'm going, I'll let you guys know. And then also I'll do a college application episode, tips stuff, probably sometime in April. So get excited for that.
Underwear should be more than just an item we mindlessly slip on every day, right? Well, at Parade, they think so too. Because when I buy a pair of Parade underwear, I am buying a sustainably made pair of underwear that is super soft, but is also helping to give to organizations that help others. What's not to love? And let me just tell you this, the high-rise thong in Replay is my absolute new favorite pair of underwear. It is so soft and you can't see it in any pants. And Parade has amazing range of sizing for from extra small to triple XL. Parade's inclusive sizing means that you will have zero trouble finding that perfect bralette or pair of underwear. Did I mention that they're all about sustainability? Parade crafts their signature styles with super soft, certified recycled yarns. Plus, all their products come in biodegradable packaging. And for every Parade purchase you make, they give back to organizations that support reproductive rights, racial equity, and LGBTQ plus communities. Upgrade your top drawer by going to yourparade.com/girlygirl and use code girlygirl to get 20% off your first order. That's yourparade.com/girlygirl, code girlygirl for 20% off your first order.
Time for my favorite things. Okay. So the first thing on my list of things that I think every girl needs should have, or just people in general, you don't have to be a girl, but you know, anyone, it's just the majority of people who listen, but things that anyone might need, might want, or things that I really like that I think you should have, because material girl, right? Okay, so first thing is comfy everyday shoes. Personally, mine right now are a bit run down. They do in fact have a crack in the sole and have like holes in it, and like the sole is like low-key like disintegrating. I don't know if that's the right word, like, but like part of it is just somehow missing and I don't know where it is, but they're a little ratty. Okay, they're a bit old. They were my mom's before I had them, and then I've been wearing them almost every day since freshman year, so like 4 years every day. So they're a little ratty, but I do love them. I really do. I need to throw them away, but I'm trying to find the exact ones online, but I don't think they sell them anymore. But anyway, main thing, have a pair of comfy everyday shoes. For me, those are a pair of white sneakers that zip up. Okay, I'm not about to tie a bunch of laces. I'm not about to have to tie and untie shoes to take them off. Okay. I'm lazy. I'm probably running late and I need to run out of the house. I want my shoes to have a zipper or to have a Velcro or to not even have to do anything, okay? Because I can't handle that. That's too much effort. Like, for example, I have these Nike high top shoes. So cute. Really like them. The only downfall, you have to like untie them, loosen them, then put them on. And then untie them to take them off. And it's just a lot of effort. And that's why I've been so reluctant to get rid of my ratty shoes. Because I'm like, now the only, I guess, normal sneakers I'm going to be left with are these Nike high tops. And they're like such an inconvenience to put on. And I feel really stupid complaining about something like this. But if we're talking about shoes, I'll talk about it. Even though I'm really not a big shoe person, like I feel like I don't wear cool shoes. It's not something that I care about. I know some people do. But if you're like me and don't really care about shoes, I feel like it's nice just to have one pair of like comfy everyday shoes that you can wear to school, that you can wear when you're going out. And I really like ones that are easy to put on. If it's white, it can go with everything. Or you can get a pair of fun shoes if you're someone who wears like a bunch of different shoes. For me, I really don't have that many pairs of shoes, and all my shoes are old and like disgusting, and I need new shoes probably, but I don't buy shoes a lot. It's just not on my priority list of things to spend my money on. Me saying this, when literally the outfit I'm wearing right now on this video, I feel like was not worth my money. I'm not gonna say how much it was, but it's like this denim romper with stars on it, and I was like, oh my god, so cute. But the thing is, it's supposed to look like a little oversized, but I don't know if I'm rocking it. I decided to keep it because I was like, maybe I'll grow and it'll fit me better. Because recently, like, some of my stuff hasn't fit me. So I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm growing. Or maybe it's just because I'm really out of shape and it's just starting to like hit, you know? But honestly, at this point, whatever, I really truly do not care. But back to the shoes. I love my zipper shoes. I was vigorously made fun of for having zippers on my shoes for some reason. I was like sophomore year. I was like, why is everybody focusing on my shoes that have zippers on them? Like, why does anyone care? Sorry, I'm smarter than all y'all. And y'all just are going to make fun of me. But that's fine. That's fine. You do you. I love my shoes. And I'm going to try to find another pair that's similar, because mine right now are actually disgusting. And I don't think I realized they were that disgusting until one of my good friends looked at me and she was like, Carmen, it's time to get rid of those. And I was like, I know. They really just don't look good anymore. Anyway, a pair of comfy everyday shoes I think is important and is one of my favorite things. Okay, the next thing is like kind of a general thing, I feel like, but also is important. Oh my God, that I did not say that right. Is important to like an everyday, like, oh, that's Carmen look. Okay. But it would be like, oh, that's insert your name here look. Okay. But that is to have like your own statement piece, aka like something that you're known for. That's something that someone would see in a store and be like, oh, like Carmen would wear that. That looks like something Carmen would wear. For example, for me, that is a pair of like colorful, fun pants, wide leg pants, bell bottom pants, just colorful pattern pants. I really like colorful pattern pants and I wear them a lot. And that's, I feel like, is something that I'm known for. I say known for like being like, oh my God, I'm famous, but no, I'm saying like known for as in like in school where people are like, oh yeah, that looks like your style. Like having something that just kind of fits your style, your aesthetic. Whether you have one or not, I don't know. I just wear what I want, and I think we're going to count that as my aesthetic. But mostly, it's fun pattern pants. So whether that's fun patterned pants for you, or maybe it's colorful outfits, or maybe it's wearing all neutral tones, or having cool shoes. Maybe you're a shoe person. Maybe you like having fun hair accessories. Whatever. I think it's kind of fun just to have something that's like specifically something that would make you feel more confident if you wore this like in an outfit. You'd be like, okay, this feels like me. And then invest more of your money in stuff like that rather than things that might just be trending right now. So if you're investing in things that you really like and that are kind of like a fun little statement piece for you, maybe it's fun headbands. I don't know. I used to be really into headbands. But that's just not a good look for me, I don't think, because my forehead is a bit like, a little there. It's there, okay? And headbands were not it. But I feel like some people look super cute with them. Or if you have super fun shoes and you want to wear super cool shoes every day, do that. Or maybe you wear dresses every day, do that. Just like invest more in stuff that makes you happy and stuff that makes you more confident. And I know that's like really broad. But I feel like it's hard to make my favorite things episode or just like talk about them, because honestly, a lot of things that are, I guess, quote unquote, my favorite things like fall into a wider category. Like I love funky pants. Okay. But like you might not love funky pants and that's fine. But just find something that you really like. I like getting my fun pants from Free People. Is Free People very overpriced and expensive? Yes. Is the quality good? Yes. All my fun pants I've had since like freshman year have lasted and they look new and they're doing perfectly fine. They were from Free People. They were definitely, when I was buying this, I was like, okay, this is a bit expensive, but I bought it and I still have them and I still wear them. And I'm not like going out buying something every other week. Me saying this when I've literally bought just stuff this week. I don't know what was going on with me in my mind, but I bought, like, right now, what I'm wearing. Like, why did I think this was a good use of my money? I don't know. And then also, something that I got, which I can't tell if it was a good idea or bad idea yet, because I haven't gotten it in yet, but I ordered hot pink UGG slippers, which are like, why? And here's the thing. I was like, oh, I want to have shoes where I can just like walk around my house, like at college, just like walk around a dorm and not have to wear like real people's shoes or like walk outside. I know people are like, oh, don't walk inside or don't walk outside, they're slippers. Okay, yes, obviously, I guess that makes sense. But then again, I'm lazy and I might wear them outside. And I know, I feel like that makes me a horrible person, but I might. I just might. But I was like, all these slippers are so ugly. And I have a pair of like old slippers, but they're my mom's and they're a little kind of gross now because they've been alive for years. Not alive, but like been used for a really long time. So it's like, oh my gosh, I'll get slippers, but make them fun. So I ordered hot pink UGG slippers. Why? Don't ask. Don't ask. But I feel like I can pull them off. They're like very obnoxious looking. But then again, I literally have UGG platform sandals. So I feel like nothing can be more obnoxious than that. And I feel like I can still rock those. So I don't know. I don't know, man. Next thing that I have recently been super obsessed with, and that is my silk face mask. I got mine from Blissey, but I think you can get them on Amazon. But the one from Blissey is good because it's like 100% pure silk. Which, do you need that? No. You can probably get like a satin sleep mask. But me being bougie, I was like, okay, I want to get the best one. So I did. And it was like really expensive. It was. This was another thing that I bought recently that I was like, what am I doing? But just... it's for the plot, okay? And it makes me feel special because I was like, I'm going to spend money on myself on things that I'll actually use and I'll actually like. I have this one sleep mask that my mom got for me, but I put on self-tanner one day and the sleep mask is white and it kind of got ruined. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put it in the wash. But you can't put it in the wash, so it got ruined, which is my fault. Yeah. So I was like, okay. This is so sad for me. Like, I ruined this. I'm like, I'll get another one. Okay. So I did. And it's really cute. It has like a bunch of different colors on it. I can't remember what is that pattern called? It's like kind of looks like marbly. Like, if you know my water bottle, where I feel like people just know my water bottle. So if you don't, then it's somewhere on my Instagram. But like where it's like very colorful with blue and pink and like all marbled everywhere, kind of like that, but not with those colors. And it comes in a cute little silk bag and I'm obsessed with it. And I just feel so bougie sleeping with it. And also it's good too, because if you have other people in your room or if you're going to be in a hotel, maybe you're in a dorm room, boarding school or college, then like if the other person in the room has a light on, you don't have to look at it and you can wear your bougie sleep mask and it's fun. Also, if you're going to a sleepover and you don't want to speak to people or you want people to think you're asleep, or if it's just like there are just lights on and you just want to wear it, or if you're just bougie, okay, that's fine. Wear it and it's so nice. Also, what I like kind of related to that I think is so magical and one of my favorite things. And I've put a lot of my friends on this and they're like, oh my God, it's life changing. Because it is. And that is a silk pillowcase. I also, I think, got mine from Blissey. Both all this stuff, the sleep mask and the silk pillowcases from Blissey. I really like their stuff. I think it's good quality. But I like having a silk pillowcase because it's like so smooth and like shiny and cold. And I have like frizzy hair. And a lot of other pillowcases make my hair like staticky and kind of and my hair is already like frizzy and dry and looking a little ratty. So I'm like, why would I make that issue any worse? Right. So that's why we use silk pillowcase. Also, I've heard that it's good for your skin. And I really like it. Honestly, it's just very comfy. Is it a little extra? Yeah. Do you necessarily need it? Are you going to die if you don't have one? Maybe. Maybe. No, I'm kidding. You don't. But like, if you want to improve like your sleep time, if you're feeling a little bougie, then yes, 10 out of 10 recommend. It is so nice. And just like laying in your bed, and if you just have like your silk pillowcase and then like a silk sleep mask, you're like, ah, life is good. Living the good life, right? And that's it. That's just it. Next, my favorite thing that I think everyone and their mother needs, and you probably know what I'm going to say because I talk about it all the time, but it is something that I'm most obsessed with. my favorite thing in my room. My favorite thing that I probably own, and that is my Kindle. Yes, I love my Kindle. I have like one of the older ones. I think it's a Kindle Paperwhite. It's not the really expensive one that has like buttons on it, and that's really pretty. Mine is like not the prettiest thing necessarily. It is a little old. It does have scratches on it, but it is so nice. I hate traveling with books or just like carrying them in general or just holding them. Okay. Like my wrist, it just hurts your wrist. I don't care how strong you think you are. Holding a book for extended periods of time just is uncomfortable. Okay. And that's why I like my Kindle. Also because it's nice. You can read it when you're in direct sun. So like if you're on the beach and let's say you didn't bring a book with you and you're like, oh, I'm just going to read on my phone. No, do not read on your phone. That is the worst possible thing you can do. Reading on your phone is disgusting. Reading on an iPad, I'm sorry, disgusting. I don't care how good your iPad is. That is going to hurt your eyes. You're going to be like, oh my God, did my ability to read just all of a sudden go away because your eyes can't focus because it's on like a phone screen that you've been staring at for 4 hours? So no, you're not going to do that. Get a Kindle. Okay. I love my Kindle. I have a pop socket on the back of it too, and it makes it just so fun to hold. It's like a pink pop socket, and it's my favorite thing. Also, Kindle, you can read in the dark. Okay. That's pretty cool. And you don't have to keep a light on, and you don't actually have to hold a book, and you can like turn around as much as you want. Also, you can, if you have like an Amazon account, you can get Kindle Unlimited and get free books. And okay, ready for this? Are you ready? You can get library books on a Kindle. Yep, mind blown. There you go. So if you're like, okay, mom, dad, I want a Kindle. And they're like, Carmen, why do you need a Kindle? Just read normal books. Because if you get a Kindle, you're just going to end up paying for the Kindle and more books. And you're like, no. It would actually be cheaper because the Kindle, I think maybe the Paperwhite is like $100. And then if you're only using library books, you're getting free books instead of actually paying for real books. So who's really winning? Also, because Kindle, just magical. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. And I feel sorry for you. And I feel like, I don't know, it's just my favorite thing. If you take away anything from this episode, if you're like, wow, Carmen, you really put me in like a shopping mood. You really put me in the mood for like getting something right now. The thing that you need to get right now is a Kindle. But also, again, I'd like to say this. If you're someone who does not read, if you maybe read like one book a year, do not get a Kindle. Okay. That then. Okay. Wow. That is not English. Then that is more like a waste of money. But if you're like me and you read a lot of books and read like so many books a year that your parents are like, okay, you're spending like way too much money on books, get a Kindle. And also the app that I use to get library books on my Kindle is called Libby, Libby. And you can connect it to your local library and add your library card. And it's really nice because it'll send books directly to your Kindle. So that's kind of fun and exciting. So if your parents are like, oh my God, you're spending so much money on books, you can be like, actually, guys, I can now use a library app. And I remember, I think it was one of my mom's friends who told me about that. And I was like, wow, this is life changing. Because I was reading like a book every other day. And that gets so expensive because especially if books are like $10. And then you just all of a sudden spent $100, $200. And you're like, okay, maybe I need to calm down. Like a bit. And your parents are like, maybe you read less. But you're like, oh my God, no, I can't. So library app. Or just go to the actual library. But me being lazy, I'd rather read a library book on my Kindle. Also because it's easier. And then you can like return it on your phone instead of actually having to go all the way to the library to get a book, read it, then go all the way back to the library to return it. You know, so Kindle. Good investment. Next thing that I have recently started using again, I think I used this like a lot last year, but it's like hair color toner slash glaze. And there are two brands that I really like of this type of product. The first one is Overtone and the second is Glaze. And they both, Overtone, it's more like actual hair color and you can do different colors. So you could get like do a purple, do a pink, and Glaze is more like natural hair color, but they both kind of do the same thing. It's like about like brightening your hair, making it look shinier, making it look healthier, and making the color look fuller, less dull. And I've been using that, and my mom, who was out of town, came home and she was like, "Wow, Carmen, your hair looks so good. Did you do something?" And I was like, "Yes, mother, I actually did." She was like, "Wow, so amazing." I was like, "I know." Probably right now you can't tell because I haven't washed my hair in a hot minute. We're not going to say how long it's been. But I really like the hair toner just because as someone who's gotten my hair colored a lot, it's really nice to just put in and it makes my hair feel moisturized and also it like revamps the color. So if you get your hair highlighted or you get it dyed darker or lighter, I think it's helpful to like use in between salon visits or if your color's like gotten really grown out. Cause I know when I first stopped getting highlights, like sophomore or junior year, my highlights were like growing out and it looked really stupid because it'd be like almost blonde hair, like halfway down, and then just like dark, almost black hair at my roots. And I was like, this is so disgusting and ugly. So if you want to make your hair look more uniform and less like a bit of a train wreck, you know, at myself, I'm talking about myself, then I really like this like Overtone Glaze hair stuff and they make it really easy. You can just like use it in the shower. I know Overtone has like a conditioner where you can use it like as a coloring conditioner and it lasts a while, like a few weeks. So I really like it. I think from both brands, the color that I use is like espresso something because I use a dark brown. My hair actually isn't this dark. I feel like my hair is not this dark. My hair is more like a medium brown, but I dye it to make it a dark brown because my natural hair color, I will say, is a bit ugly and I don't like it. So after doing highlights religiously for years, I decided my hair looking a little orange and blonde is not a good look. It's really not cute. And so I did the complete opposite. So instead of going like blonder, now my hair is looking more towards black. But you know, I still think it's cute. I like it. Some people don't. At my father, at my dad. Some people tell me it looks worse, but you know, it's my hair. So I'm going to do what I want with it. Also, I think that hair color toner and glaze is also a better alternative to actual hair dye. One, because it's like semi-permanent, and also it's not like you're dyeing your hair. It's just like putting a little color on it. So if you want to get your hair dyed but don't want to have to go to the salon, don't want to have to get your hair bleached, but just want like a little bit of color, I think this is a really good alternative and I really like it. I've been using it for a while, so 10 out of 10 recommend. Okay, if you're like me and you like reading books, you know how in books or just like in movies, I feel like it's more books though, they're like, oh my god. Like, usually I feel like it's with the male characters where they're like, he smelled like cedar. Oh my god, I could smell him. And you're like, oh my god. Where people just like in books have like signature scents, right? But they're like, oh, she smelled like lavender and honey. And you're like, like generally, would that smell good? I don't know. But this is about a signature scent. Okay. So I feel like it's kind of fun to have a signature scent because then you can be like the main character in a book. And whether it's like a signature scent slash just using a perfume, okay? Because I didn't use perfume until like recently. In middle school, I tried using perfume, but it was like that Bath and Body Works stuff. And my nose gets really sensitive. And it would just like make me sneeze every time I wore it. And I can't wear strong perfume. It just... I don't know, makes me sneeze, makes me act up, makes my eyes water. So that was not good for me. But I was like, I want to smell good. And like when you go out, you know how like guys put on cologne? I was like, I want to wear perfume because that's fun. So I got one for Christmas. Do not remember what it's called. I think the brand, it's like O-U-A-I. It's like way. That is definitely not how you spell it or pronounce it, but whatever. And it's like a very spring, summery perfume, but I really like it. It smells very citrusy and also like flowers, and it makes me feel really bougie when I wear it. And it wasn't that expensive, I don't think. But I think having a signature scent is kind of fun. It can be all bougie, or if you just want to have like a perfume so when you go out, you can feel special, do that. And I also think it makes you feel more put together. So whether you're going to like Macy's or something, going to like their perfume counters, or if you order one online. I ordered mine online, which I feel like could be a hit or miss because you don't actually know what it smells like. It tells you, but then again, it's like, do you actually know? So I feel like it'd be better to like do or like try on perfume in person rather than ordering it online, even though mine is really good and I do genuinely like it. But perfume, important, good stuff. Next thing is also one of my favorite things. It's on the level of Kindle love, and that is my therapy water bottle. And it is mine. I think the brand is SLM. That stands for something. I don't know. But I got it from Amazon, and it has like this marble look on it with pink and blue and purple. It's really pretty. And I really like it. It's like a knockoff Hydro Flask. I do have a Hydro Flask, but honestly, I don't like it as much because it's like boring. And also my Hydro Flask dents like really easily. And mine is kind of old. Also, I feel like I do a really bad job taking care of water bottles. Like mine always get like mold in it. And then if anyone's like, oh, can I have some water? They look at it and they're like, I am not drinking this. Which that's a me issue. It's just because I'm lazy. But there was like mold in that water bottle. And I was like, oh my God, why does my water taste so bad every day? It was because of the mold. So I was just like drinking mold, which is just like another problem. Maybe that's why just like things are weird in my life because I drink mold. Not on purpose. Well, maybe a little on purpose because I'm lazy and could have definitely cleaned it. But my dad saw my water bottle and he was like, girl, you cannot be drinking this. This is definitely not good for you. And I was like, you know, you might be right. So we cleaned it and now it's fine. It's perfect. But I love my therapy water bottle because, you know, when you're sad and you're just sitting at school and you want to like hold something, you can hold it like a baby and just like an arm, and it's very comforting. Or if you're like sick, just like holding it, it's like adult version of a stuffed animal, right? It's like a comfort item. And also you can be comforted while being hydrated. So win-win out here. Next thing, which is another one of my favorite things, obviously, because it's in this episode, but that is matching PJ sets. I think I talked about this on last week's episode, but I've recently had an obsession with matching PJ sets, specifically mine from Parade. Oh my God, it's so cute. I have a light purple, it's long sleeve and long pants, kind of a lavendery sleep set, and it is the softest thing ever. So 10 out of 10 recommend. I'm literally obsessed with it. It makes me feel so put together, and you can kind of wear it as like normal people clothes because it's that cute, but it's so comfortable that you can sleep in it as well. So if you want to try that out, check out the link in the description for Parade. But then also you can get sleep sets from anywhere, but that right now is my absolute favorite. And especially after you just showered and you've had a long day and you want to feel put together, wear a matching sleep set, or at least like things like the just matching color if you don't want to spend money on a sleep set. But I feel like it's just so magical to get into bed and be like, wow, I'm so put together that things I wear match. And it's not like you're just wearing like a sweatshirt and sweatpants that just look ugly. And it's like, who's gonna see me while I'm sleeping? No one. But like, I want to look pretty and feel put together for myself. And wearing a matching PJ set does that for me. And it makes me feel so good about myself. I have like I swear, the way I sleep is so bougie. I have my matching sleep set. I have a silk sleep mask, silk pillowcase. Is that a little excessive? Yeah. Am I gonna stop doing it? No. Okay. It just makes me feel so good. And then I feel like magical and refreshed in the morning. And I'm like, wow, life is good. So do that. The last thing I want to add, which I kind of put on here last minute because it's something I used last night, but that is self-tanning drops. I used the one from Tanologist. Okay, I have a story time about ordering tanning drops from Amazon. Don't. Okay, go to like Sephora or Ulta. Do not order from Amazon. I've had the worst experience. I first tried to order one. It was a different brand. I think it's the one that Tanologist is a knockoff of. I don't remember what it's called, but I ordered it. And it told me it was going to get here like over the weekend. This happened like weeks ago, but it was like, okay, it's going to get here on a Saturday. And I was like, okay, I'm going out of town on that Saturday. So hopefully I get it in time. No. And then I get a message. Your package is lost. And then it randomly arrives 3 weeks later, but I got a refund for it because it was late. And then also when I got it, it was literally broken. Like the little pipette thing to get the drops out of was cracked and broken. I was like, what is this? This is the worst experience I've had on Amazon. It was not good. So I ordered the Tanologist one. So much better. It is like aggressively thundering right now. Okay. Great. Or is it called lightning? I don't know. Whichever is the one that makes a noise. Thunder. Okay. Sorry. That was like a stupid moment for me. But I really like the Tanologist ones. I did it last night. And I was washing my face this morning. I was like, oh my God, Carmen. Thank God it's the weekend. And you're not going to school today because I missed like a giant chunk, like under my chin. And it's so obvious and it's so bad. And I'm going to need to fix it because it just looks really embarrassing. Because I woke up and I was looking at my face and I was like, oh my God, I did such a better job putting on tanning drops than I did the first time. And then I lifted my head and I was like, oh no, this is bad. This looks bad. And I just kind of laughed at myself and I was like, I really hope you can't see it when I'm recording. And yet here I am, aggressively pointing it out. But you know, that's okay. It's a learning experience. But I think tanning drops are fun, especially in the winter when, you know, you're like depressed because it's cold and you're like, oh, I just want to be in the sun and be tan and warm. Well, here you go. Self-tanning drops. 10 out of 10 recommend. Don't get them from Amazon, okay? Unless you want to risk your thing being cracked and getting lost in the mail. Or at least that was my experience. Okay, so those were some of my favorite things just recently. And let me know on my Instagram, DM me, or by answering the little question on this episode, what are some of your favorite things, product recommendations, or just like items in general that you've recently been obsessed with? And make sure to follow me at the Girly Girl Podcast on Instagram and TikTok for more updates through the week. You can also follow me on Pinterest if you want. Not really active on there as much though. But if you follow me on Instagram, you'll have access to sending in stories for story times to see what I'm doing throughout the week and some funny and inspirational posts. Then also make sure you leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Yep, you can leave ratings on Spotify. Very exciting. Thanks for 1,000 ratings on Spotify, y'all. Oh, also, if you're not on Instagram or TikTok and didn't see this, we reached 1 million downloads on the pod. Forgot about that. I totally should have said that in like the week update. I can't believe I forgot that. But thank you. That is really cool. I feel like it's like also not kind of real because I'm like, how could this be real, right? But here I am. So thank you so much. Can't believe I forgot that. Great. Okay. Also, make sure you check out the link in the show notes of this episode for 20% off Parade. Remember what I said. Sleep sets are magical. Get one. Okay. And that's it. That's it. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for listening. Love y'all so much. Hope you have the most amazing week. Bye.